Hi there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Today I want to look at Wi-Fi extenders. You may know them as Wi-Fi boosters or Wi-Fi repeaters. Wi-Fi range extenders is probably the official name. I want to bust some of the myths, some of the misunderstandings about how they work and actually look at the details of what they achieve and how they achieve it. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, to do this, we're going to need to look at several things. First of all, we're going to need to look at why you need a Wi-Fi range extender. Second, we need to know about how an actual Wi-Fi network identifies itself, and that's important, and we'll see why in a minute. And then we're going to need to look at how a Wi-Fi extender actually works, and then because of that, where's the best place to put it in your house to get the best results. Now, Wi-Fi, of course, is based on radio waves, and like all radio waves, they have a strength. Now, the average Wi-Fi access point, your Wi-Fi router, works at about 100 milliwatts, which is not a lot of power. So of course, as you get further away from the source, the distance increases, the signal strength drops off, and you'll get to a point where you can no longer pick up that signal. And there are other things that can cause the Wi-Fi signal to lose its strength, and that's basically obstacles, doors, windows, even big bits of furniture. Now, when the radio wave comes up to an obstacle, a couple of different things can happen. It can pass through it, and if it passes through it, it will have lost some of its power. It could get reflected in a different direction, go away, get scattered even, and of course, it can just disperse in the material itself and just not penetrate it at all. Now, as I discussed in my previous video, the jargon busting video, you can get Wi-Fi on 2.4 gigahertz, on 5 gigahertz, and on 6 gigahertz with Wi-Fi 6E. Now, a 2.4 gigahertz signal can go a longer distance because it's better at passing through solid objects. A 5 gigahertz signal gets stopped easier by walls and doors and even big bits of furniture. However, a 5 gigahertz signal can actually give you higher data rates, higher bandwidth, whereas a 2.4 gigahertz signal gives you less, but it goes further. So you have a choice between range and speed, and it's often a balancing act. Now, the reason you might need a Wi-Fi extender is where you want to pick up Wi-Fi and you're too far away, or there are too many walls between where you are and where the access point is. And so that depends on the size of your house. If you're in a very small apartment, that probably isn't really an issue. If you're in a house, if you're in a bigger building, then you're going to have issues getting the Wi-Fi signal further and further away. Here in my house, we can basically get it all over the place, but as soon as you step outside, for example, if you wanted to use the Wi-Fi out on a balcony or out on a terrace, out in the garden, then the Wi-Fi signal disappears. So a place for a Wi-Fi extender is to extend that range of the Wi-Fi so you can get it in other places in the house. In my case, out on a balcony or out on a terrace. Now, when you start up your phone and you search for a Wi-Fi network, you will see a list of Wi-Fi networks identified by some text, and that's called the SSID, the Service Set Identifier. And that text is what you set. You may have left it at the default that your access point provider, your telecommunications provider has set it to, but you can change it. You can change it to whatever you want, Gary's Wi-Fi or whatever you want like that. There are some limitations about size and so on, but basically it's a string that you set yourself. Now, because it's something you can set yourself, there's nothing stopping you from setting all the Wi-Fis in your house to having the same SSID. Of course, if you think about it, if that was the only way the network was identified, it would be really confusing, because when your smartphone or your laptop is trying to talk to the Wi-Fi and it's just using that SSID, it doesn't know who it's talking to. Is it talking to this Wi-Fi router, to that Wi-Fi router? You know, there would be lots of confusion. So there is a second piece of identification, which is what the machines